From Minneapolis, these are our final thoughts. Mike, give us your key to the game.
Well, other than the obvious, which is the Adrian Peterson angle, I'm going to say the key to the game is catch playoff fever. This is a game the Packers can win it and advance to the divisional round, getting that bye with a victory. The Vikings are playing for their playoff lives. This is as good as it gets as far as a playoff game when it's not actually a playoff. So catch playoff fever. The atmosphere will be that way in the Metrodome.
Eliminate them today, and you won't have to play them or anybody next week.
That's right.
Okay. My key to the game is block Jared Allen. And again, we know what the big keys are, but this is I think just as big a key, and I'll tell you why. You can't chip everybody. If you're going to give help to Don Barkley on the right side, then Marshall Newhouse is all alone on the left side, and he's got to block Jared Allen. He's coming from Aaron Rodgers' blind side, and he is a playmaker. He is a sack you, strip you, pick up the ball and run with it kind of guy, and he has got to be neutralized.
And Allen has had some big games against the Packers in the Dome.
That's right. He had a big one against Marshall Newhouse here last year. The injury list is shrinking. Tell us about it, Dr. Spofford.
Well, the Packers are getting some guys back this week. C.J. Wilson, who could be key in the run defense against Adrian Peterson, he's back from his knee injury. Jordy Nelson at wide receiver is back from his hamstring injury. Also, Alex Green and Jarrell Worthy, who missed last week's game, are back. The injury question for the Packers is Randall Cobb. He's questionable with the ankle knee injury that he sustained last week against Tennessee. Cobb was back at practice on Friday, went through a bit of a testing workout, so probably a game time decision on Cobb. Also, cornerback Devon House for the Packers is doubtful with a shoulder and hip injury. For the Vikings, Adrian Peterson did not practice until Friday, but he is probable and is going to play. The other issues for the Vikings, defensive end Brian Robeson and cornerback Antoine Winfield are both questionable with injuries. Now, Winfield is probably going to play with kind of a soft cast on his broken hand, and Robeson has a shoulder injury, and he could be a game-time decision as well.
Mike, my player to watch is Vikings quarterback Christian Ponder, because there's no doubt in my mind that Packers defensive coordinator Dom Capers is going to make Ponder beat the Packers. They're going to take somehow, some way. Capers is going to focus enough attention on Adrian Peterson to take him out of this game. There's no way in the world he can rush for 210 yards tomorrow. He's got to be the circled name on the Packers game plan. And that means Christian Ponder has got to be the guy to beat the Packers. I really believe that.
And the other key to stopping Peterson for the Packers is to get some points early, and that's why my player to watch is Jordy Nelson, who's back from that hamstring injury. As we said before, Cobb is questionable. The Packers are going to have Nelson and Greg Jennings on the field together for the first time in a long time. They were on the field together in the first Vikings game, but only for the first quarter before Nelson went out. Otherwise, you have to go all the way back to week 4 for the last time that Nelson and Jennings were on the field in this passing game together. So if Rodgers is going to get the Packers a lead and try to take Peterson out of the game, it's those wide receivers who are going to do it. With that, we'll sign off for now, folks, but invite you to join us 2 hours before kickoff for our live chat on the website, Packers.com. Vic and I will take you from 1:30 Central Time all the way up through the end of the game. So enjoy your Sunday and enjoy the game.
Are you fired up?
I'm fired up. It's playoff time.
I'm really fired up for this one.